would like to work with the OHV users and impress upon them how impacted our residents are. And we don't hate them, and we want them to come and enjoy. We just want our town respected and our residents respected.
Tawny Knudsen-Boyd is a member of the Moab City Council and is working alongside the council and the Grand County Commission to find better solutions for off-highway vehicle problems in the area. Knudsen-Boyd says Moab has over 3 million visitors a year, and for those who live there, off-road vehicles can cause noise and congestion that impacts their quality of life. She says she wants Moab residents to be aware that the city council is hearing their concerns and working to mitigate the noise as much as they can. Currently, highway speeds for off-road vehicles have been decreased. Kent Green owns an OHV rental business with his wife called Moab Cowboy Off-Road Adventures. He says it's important to remember Moab is a tourist destination and many people make a living from that.
Everything makes noise in Moab. I hear semi-trucks, I hear Harley-Davidsons, I hear side-by-side, I hear it all. Moab sits in a canyon, and so you're going to get that echo of any type of vehicle transportation.
When people are on an OHV tour, Green says they are taught to stay on trails and be educated about trail etiquette and traffic laws. And while Green says the OHV community is willing to compromise and work with the city residents, he also says the land is public, and OHV users have the right to explore the land along with other hikers and visitors. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Harley Barnes.